Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3462 BN. Today's date is September 29th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Elon Musk Sends Warning: As Darkness Falls, So Does Our Enemies. Trump Ready to Prosecute All. Talk about our health. We've been told our whole lives that wrinkle creams were the easiest way to look younger. Now, one doctor says that's nothing but old news. According to Dr. John Lakey, the world-renowned Beverly Hills expert, most wrinkle fixes on the market are nothing but glorified moisturizers. They hardly make a dent on your appearance, and some can even be harmful to your skin. Recently, Dr. Lakey has focused attention away from mainstream cosmetic practices. Why? So he can pursue a revolutionary anti-aging breakthrough, one that some experts say could empty the wallets of the cosmetic industry. It's almost like Photoshop for your face. You may even be mad after seeing how easy it is to visibly erase your wrinkles from view. Lakey told reporters his personal clients have doubled his new do-it-yourself technique, the Age Rewinder method, because it can take years or even decades off your appearance in under 2 minutes. In light of this amazing breakthrough, Dr. Lakey has released a step-by-step video to the public, free and uninterrupted, where he outlines exactly how to use the simple solution from home. If this helps even one person look younger or feel more confident, I'll be thrilled knowing I helped, Dr. Lakey commented. The video has since gone viral. At first, it was shared by users on Facebook, but since then, it raked up over 2.3 million views and counting. So far, the comment and feedback have been outstanding, with thousands of women reporting they look decades younger. One viewer even commented, "Best results of anything I've used, and I can't believe how well this works. I'll never stop using this. I don't understand how it works, but the results are great. Thank you." So you can find out more about this yourself right now. Go to bhmd1.com/x22. Or click on the link in the description box below. That's bhmd1.com/x22. Now, there's one thing Dr. Lakey asked from his viewers. If watching this video helps you look and feel younger than you have in years, then please share this video with your friends and loved ones. Together, we have the power to help as many women reclaim a youthful look as possible. Go watch the video at bhmd1.com/x22 right now, or just click on the link in the description box below. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. And I do believe this is setting up the narrative for the Patriots to go after the Federal Reserve. Because again, you need to show the people, you need to have the people understand what the cause of the problem is. And this is very, very interesting, because this is like one of the first times that people are actually calling out the Federal Reserve. Usually it was taboo. If you notice, no other president, going back a little bit in time, I'm not saying going back to Andrew Jackson or Lincoln or the rest, they never really even mentioned the Federal Reserve. And those people that did counter or go after the Federal Reserve, like Kennedy, like Reagan, like Lincoln, Andrew Jackson, what did they try to do? They tried to get rid of those people. So RFK Jr., he might want to be a little bit careful. I mean, they're already trying to get rid of Trump. It looks like they might be coming after him as he continually pushes the idea that the Federal Reserve is working for others, not working for the people. But I do believe this is the beginning stages of the restructuring of the Federal Reserve, dripping the information out, getting the people to understand what the Federal Reserve is and what it does and who their masters really are. And I think the people are going to start to realize that the Federal Reserve, in the end, is the source of a lot of our problems. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now panicking and they're getting ready to unleash everything that they have. And remember, this is not just another four-year election. This is a crossroads to where the people must see the true evil of this country. They must see those individuals that have been destroying this country for a very long time. They must see the liars that have been lying to us for a very long time. And Elon Musk, he came out with a warning letting us know that if we the people do not win this election, the country is pretty much done for. Because think about all the illegals that they're bringing in. They're not just setting it up to just cheat for this in this election. They're setting it up so they never, ever lose an election ever, ever, ever again. And you also have to think of this, and Trump has mentioned this many, many times. If we the people do not take back this country, we will go into war. We will see World War III. Actually, if Trump didn't step in 2016, and he said this multiple times, Hillary Clinton was going to bring us to World War III, which is a nuclear war. And Elon now is letting everyone know that, yes, this is just not an everyday four-year election. We have Democrats on one side, Republicans on other. You have the entire tyrannical government, which is made up of the rhinos, made up of the D's, made up of the criminal syndicate, which includes Hollywood, all the different agencies in D.C., CEO of corporations, and many, many other people. Fake news, you name it. That is what we are up against. And Trump, he knew from the very, very beginning that this was going to be a rough battle. He knew that they were going to put him through almost everything to take him down, to stop him. Now we're coming to the point where they're going to push everything that they have. And I do believe Trump is warning that we are now heading into a major, major battle, or what he liked to call a storm. And I do believe the storm is now coming. And when you see the darkness around you, and remember, I do believe it's going to get dark. And this is not to scare people. It's not to say, oh my God, everything's coming to an end. It's to show the people the deep state's true intention. And that's why it's going to look very dark. Because again, when people start to feel uncomfortable, when people feel like there's no hope, when people are brought to the wall and they can't take it anymore, that's when people say it's enough. Otherwise, people really don't do much of anything, actually, if you really think about it. When the country is brought to the precipice of destruction, think about what that means. Precipice of destruction, which means a nuclear war. We're on the brink that if one thing goes wrong, the entire country is annihilated with some type of nuclear weapon. When people are brought to that area, that space, that's when people decide to make a change. So we're going to see it become very, very dark. But as darkness falls, so does our enemies, because that's when people wake up. That's when people start to see the light. If you look at people that hit rock bottom with their family and their businesses, and they see everything completely falling apart around them, a lot of people, when they hit that wall, when they hit the precipice of destruction, they start to turn their lives around. They start to push forward because, number one, they have nothing else to lose. Number two, they say, this is the only direction I can go in, is forward. And I do believe that's exactly what's going to happen here. But it's going to look scary. It's going to look dark. We might not know who the winner is of the election, because I do believe the deep state players are going to try to delay it. And actually, Marjorie Taylor Greene is already putting out the message that, yes, this might occur. So when you think about COVID, when you think about 9/11, think about those periods of time when it first hit, when it really scared you. Just remember, when this occurs, I do believe that it had to happen this way, because otherwise the people of this country wouldn't wake up. Now, you might be awake. You might be seeing everything. You might be pissed off. You might be angry. You might want this to end. But you have to remember, we can only take this country back if the American people see it, understand it. Not just a small group or half the country. We need the American people to see it. And for people to see it, you must actually walk through this darkness. You must go through this type of pain before you can see the light. But as people are walking through this and people are seeing it, it means the enemy is losing their power. The enemy doesn't have a hold on the people anymore, because they've reached the precipice. It's almost like rescuing someone who's been brainwashed, and you rescue them from a cult. And back in the 70s, this happened quite a bit. And you bring them away from the cult. You know what these people want to do? They want to go back to the cult. They don't want to listen to what you say. They don't want to believe what you're telling them. But over time, what happens is they go through withdrawal. They go through a whole, you know, phase of, I can't believe I was in this cult, because they hit a wall. They hit the precipice. They reach that point of destruction. And then all of a sudden they start to realize that, wow, I can't believe I was actually fooled or brainwashed. And I can't believe I was in that cult. I do believe the same thing is happening right now. And it's going to be tough for people. And those people that are awake, it's tough for those people that are awake because they're watching it all play out and they don't understand why people just aren't waking up, why people aren't saying enough is enough. But I do believe in the end that the people, they'll understand it. And I do believe Trump has already sent us a message letting us know that we're heading into this battle. We're heading into the storm and it's approaching. I think it's here already. And I think Trump is going to make the announcement that the storm is upon us. And I do believe that's going to be coming very, very soon because it's very interesting the messages that he's putting out right now. And he's continually warning the deep state players that if you continue on this path of cheating in the election, overthrowing the United States government, we're going to prosecute you. We might even go back to 2020 and prosecute those people that overthrew the United States government back then, if it's possible. So he's already warning everyone that this is coming. And I do believe Trump, he already knows from the internal polls, he already knows from what's happening in this country that the people are already on his side. And he knows he has to bring the people through all of this. And he is the light that is actually bringing us through the darkness. And you could see how more and more people are waking up as we go down this path. And what you're seeing from the deep state players, they're not actually holding back anymore. They're letting you know their true intentions. They're letting you know, we want to get rid of the Constitution. We actually want to be dictators. We actually want to do all the things that we say Trump wants to do. You see, what they do is they project everything that they want onto Trump, and they make it look like he's the dictator, that he wants to get rid of the Constitution, that he wants to get rid of the Supreme Court, but it's actually them. They're the ones who want to do all of this. And how do we know this? Well, Fran Lebowitz was on Bill Maher's show, and she was talking about how Trump is going to be king and how he's going to be a dictator. And he said, you know something? Maybe we should just have Biden. Maybe he should just act like a king, and maybe he should just dissolve the U.S. Supreme Court. Right there, they're letting you know that, hey, we're going to be dictators. This is what we want to do. We want to remove the Constitution. We want to get rid of the Supreme Court. We want to get rid of the Electoral College. They're telling you. They're no longer hiding anymore. They're telling you exactly what they want to do. Actually, John Kerry is letting you know that we need to get rid of the First Amendment. He's out there at the World Economic Forum letting everyone know that the First Amendment stands as a major roadblock for all of us right now. Why? Because of misinformation and disinformation. Remember, they lost control of the narrative. There's no longer a group, which is the fake news, that controls all the information. They never expected social media to do what it's doing today, and they never expected to lose control over social media. So now they're in a bind because they're not controlling the flow of information. So they had to create disinformation and misinformation because anything that goes against their narrative, they deem as disinformation and misinformation. So right now they're panicking. John Kerry's letting you know that the First Amendment stands in our way for democracy. No, the First Amendment is part of our republic, and we're born with that right where we have the right to speak freely. Plus, there is no such thing as disinformation and misinformation. There is only information you accept and information you do not accept. You were not born with a requirement to believe everything you're told. Rather, you were born with a brain that allows you to process the information you receive and make independent decisions. Think about what Benjamin Franklin said. Freedom of speech is a principal pillar of a free government. When this support is taken away, the constitution of a free society is dissolved and tyranny is erected on its ruins. Absolutely. And this is what they want to do. They're telling you every step of the way, which is actually waking a lot of people up, which means if they are so afraid of the information that's coming out, remember, that's what it is. They call it disinformation. They call it misinformation. If they're so afraid of information that is coming out that counters what they say, what do you think they're going to do to try to stop that information if they no longer control it? I think John Kerry is letting everyone know, We got to stop everyone. We need to shut it all down. We need to regain control of it all. And the only way to do that is to what? Either censor people or have a major communication blackout, which I do believe is coming. I mean, this is the only way that they can try to maintain the flow of information to shut everyone up, because otherwise people are going to be looking at the truth. They're going to be searching for the truth. They can either believe it or not believe it, but that's their choice. You see, freedom of speech is any speech, hate speech, lies. It makes no difference. You, as an individual, it's your responsibility to make a decision. Is it real or is it fake? If it's fake, you could tell others. You can prove it. You can prove it with facts. If it's real, you could say, look, I have information to back it up. I have facts. It is real. But it's up to every single individual to make that decision, not up to the government. It's not up to the elite to tell you what is real and what's not real. That's what they want. They want control over the sheep. Sheep, hey, listen, what we're telling you is real. What you're hearing out there is all fake, so don't listen. We are not sheep. We decide which information we want to follow, which information we don't want to follow, and we research on our own. Or we can group together and research together. They hate that. They hate individuals thinking logically. They hate individuals that say, you know something? We don't believe you. Any dictator throughout history hates people that counter what they say. And it's becoming very, very clear to everyone now that they are the tyrannical government. They are the dictators. People couldn't see it before, I think they're seeing it very, very clearly now. I mean, think about it. We had a restaurant in Pennsylvania. They shut down the restaurant and they got rid of all the customers in the restaurant. And this is Primanti Brothers. And they actually brought people in. They bust in a press pool and a group of campaign supporters, actors, you know, to stage a photo shoot for Kamala Harris. And basically, the ordinary diners, they were pushed out. And that restaurant was happy to do this. J.D. Vance decided he was going to go to the same exact place and he was going to meet the people in there. And it looks like that the Primanti brothers, they decided they didn't want J.D. Vance in there. They told him, no, we don't want you in our restaurant. Well, J.D. Vance was undeterred. He remained outside the building to thank people as they left. And all of a sudden, everything the restaurant was trying to do to J.D. Vance is now completely and utterly backfiring on them. Storm has arrived, put this out and said, do you think they regret kicking J.D. Vance out of the restaurant yet? They are getting pummeled on Yelp with thousands of negative reviews. I mean, if you really want to destroy your own business, you do something like this. Because remember, the majority is in control. There's a lot more of us than there are of them. If they want to play this game, the people will rise to the challenge and the people will say, you know something? There's no reason we need to go dining there anymore. There's no reason that we need to visit your establishment. Remember, the restaurant needs who to keep in business? They need the people. Without the people, they're screwed. And it looks like they just screwed themselves right there. Just like Kamala Harris is screwing herself with the border. I mean, even Jake Tapper from CNN is saying Harris took a different border stance when she thought it was politically beneficial to do so. And now she's realizing that she's screwed on her border stance. And now she's trying to make it seem like she's all for the border. And she's also trying to convince people that we would have had the border shut down if we had this bill. But it looks like the Republicans didn't want the bill to shut down the border. No, they have the ability to reverse everything that they did because they reversed it from Trump so they could put it back the exact same way. And Charlie Kirk says, you know something? Fact check. Trump didn't kill the so-called bipartisan border bill. The grassroots was already up in arms, as were more than enough Republican congressmen and senators to kill the bill. Senator Langford was McConnell's stooge. Langford wasn't up for the re-election until 2029. And so they figured he was the right man for the job. They assumed we just forget about it by the time he was up for re-election. The legislation was a uniparty project and a de facto open border bill that would have made catch and release permanent, authorized 1.8 million border crossers a year, granted automatic work permits to illegals, and forever regulated border patrol to paper pushers whose only job was to parole millions of illegals every year into the interior. It was as much as an anti-immigration bill as the Inflation Reduction Act was an anti-inflation bill. It died because it was stupid, dangerous, and insane. Trump didn't like the bill, nor did any sane American. Once again, shame on Senator Lankford for even proposing such a dumpster fire. We will not forget. And once again, they don't need this bill. They can do this on their own. Kamala and Biden. Actually, Biden said he delegated all the responsibilities to Kamala, so she's responsible for everything that we're seeing in the country, and she could do this with no problem. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Are you worried about the future of the U.S. economy? With so much uncertainty in the air, it's natural to fret about the security of your retirement savings. But there's one asset that stands the test of time, and that is gold. For centuries, gold has been a hedge against market volatility and economic instability. With a gold IRA from Noble Gold Investments, you can harness the power of precious metals to help protect your financial future. By rolling over your existing IRA or 401k into a self-directed gold IRA, you can enjoy the potential for long-term growth and stability. Diversify your portfolio with a tangible asset that has real value. Setting up your gold IRA has never been easier with Noble Gold Investments. Streamlined process and expert guidance. This election year, don't let election volatility and uncertainty keep you up at night. Vote for the timeless safety of gold and silver in 2024. Noble Gold Investments will give you up to 10 1-ounce silver Trump coins or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar if you open a qualified account. Go to x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com or click the link in the description. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. All she has to do is put everything back into place that Trump had. It's that simple. Trump has said it multiple times. Pick up the pen. You can do this. You don't need a bill whatsoever. Actually, the Border Patrol Union, they decided to counter everything that Kamala Harris was saying. And this is what they put out there. Fact check on Harris' speech in Douglas, Arizona. VP Harris today in Arizona falsely claimed that she played a role in increasing Border Patrol agent overtime. Yet another lie. As with all things border related, she was nowhere to be found when we needed her. Then they said Vice President Harris has ignored the Border Patrol she created for over 3 years. She goes down there for 20 minutes for a photo op and decides to repeat some of the things the NPBC has said before. But again, where has she been the last 3.5 years? And when you look at the chart, it's very, very clear that under Kamala, the people that are coming into this country is enormous. So she didn't shut anything down. She didn't do anything. All she did with Biden is reverse everything that Trump had in place. And actually, Robert Sterling points out something very, very interesting. Kamala Harris never cared about the border until she realized it would cost her the election. In the past 2 days, she tweeted about the border 15 times. Prior to that, she had a total of just 9 since taking office. She's getting crushed on this, and she knows it. So when you look at this, you can see that she, until 2024, before that, she didn't say any word, nothing, zero. That should tell you everything you need to know. And what's very interesting is that when the Border Patrol put out the numbers of how many criminals that we're letting into this country, the timing was absolutely perfect. If you really think about it, she went to the border, the numbers were released, and then people are saying, wait, we're letting in criminals? We're letting this many people in there? Even if it's half, they're letting in all these people. They're not vetting anyone. That tells you everything you need to know. And a leaked memo warns of the explosion in migrant prostitution. And this network goes across America. So let's see, we have crime, we have prostitution, we have human trafficking, child trafficking, drug trafficking, you name it. This is what they brought into this country. And think about why they're doing this. Well, number one, they want to cheat in the election. Number two, these are their foot soldiers and they're occupying this country. Remember, they're releasing criminals. There's no cash bail. They're bringing in criminals into this country. Remember, criminals bring in criminals. They do their dirty work because those are the people they can depend on because they know they'll burn, they'll loot, they'll kill. And this is what they want them to do in the end. They also know that they don't care about voting in the election. They don't care about stealing. They don't care about any of that because they're criminals. That's why. And this is why they wanted to defund the police. They want pure chaos in this country. Scott Adams on X put this out and said the following. It's stunning the degree of which Democrats have legalized various forms of crime in America while simultaneously turning the DOJ and FBI into criminals. Defund the police, stop arresting shoplifters, let the homeless control sidewalks, create an asylum path for migrants willing to lie, sanctuary cities, lie about the amount of crime incoming, allow teams of assassins and terrorists into the country, DEI, legalized discrimination, censorship of Americans via proxies, rhetoric that encourages assassins, elections that can't be fully audited, then Democrats lawfare Trump, his former staffers, and the January Sixers while canceling those who support Trump. It looks exactly like a plan to destroy America. Then Trump, he put this out on Truth, he said the following. Can you imagine that Kamala got up yesterday and tried to pretend she did a good job at the border when she never even went there and made it impossible for the great men and women of Border Patrol to properly do their job? She let in 14,000 stone-cold killers. I will get them out and fast. Then he said the following. Even the lamestream media is mocking Comrade Kamala Harris for her pathetic attempt yesterday to justify her horrible performance at the border. 14,000 convicted thugs and slime balls who have committed murder have been allowed to enter our country totally unvetted and unchecked and roam free to kill again. And they will kill again over and over and wreak havoc like never seen before. We don't know anything about them. Kamala is a fool to have let this happen to our beautiful USA. It is totally unjustifiable. There can be nothing worse. She should be impeached for what she has done to our country. She should be impeached and arrested, just like the rest of them. But you could see the world. It is completely and utterly changing right now. The people now, they are not on the side of their installed puppets. And those people that actually elected their leader, and the leader is actually working for the people, you can see the very, very big difference. And when you look at the world leaders, they have very poor approval scores. Modi, Malay, we see Albanese, they all have positive scores. When you look at Starmer, Lula da Silva, Maloney, Biden, Erdogan, Macron, Schultz, they have very, very poor approval scores in 2024. The world is waking up. And I'm not saying it's all perfect where everyone sees it, but you could see that people now are waking up. And yes, certain countries are going to wake up before others. Depends on how bad it is in their country. But you could see the world now, they're starting to realize what is really going on here. And I do believe soon the people are going to demand change, just like you're seeing it in all different countries right now. In Austria, you could see the right-wing party is now on the move. You see this in Norway. You see it in Argentina. You see it in El Salvador. You're seeing change all over the globe. And it's going to get worse and worse for the deep state players because the people are seeing through it. The people are seeing what's going on. And the people are fighting back. Just like Israel now is fighting against the deep state-funded terrorists. And I do believe Putin in Ukraine, his mission was to remove and obliterate the deep state-funded terrorist groups and get rid of the bioweapons. I do believe Israel's mission is to go throughout the Middle East and to wipe out all the deep state-funded terrorist groups. And it looks like that is now being confirmed, and that's exactly what they're doing. And it looks like Israel is taking out leader and after leader of Hezbollah. The latest leader is Nasrallah. This individual was removed. And it's interesting because Iran, the Khamenei, put this out on X and says, Hezbollah is the victor. Community Notes said, well, the entire Hezbollah leadership, including Nasrallah, has been eliminated. Elon responded to this on X and said, Community Note Hall of Famer. Absolutely. But Jared Kushner put this out, letting us know that I do believe this has been the mission all along for Israel to remove the deep state players. And you can see all the leaders around the world, they're continually telling Israel, stop, don't go after Hezbollah, stop, don't go after Hamas, stop, don't go after the terrorists. Why? Because they're the terrorists. The terrorists don't want their foot soldiers to be destroyed. Why do you think Biden is out there trying to put pressure on Israel? Kamala's out there trying to put pressure on Israel to stop all of this. They're not talking to the terrorist group. They're not talking to Hezbollah. That's who they should be talking to. They should be saying, listen, you want this to stop? Return all the hostages. See, they should be talking to the terrorist group saying, if you want this to stop, then you must do something. But again, they're terrorists. They don't want to do any of this. But this is what Jared put out. September 27th is the most important day in the Middle East since the Abraham Accords breakthrough. I spent countless hours studying Hezbollah, and there is not an expert on earth who thought that what Israel has done to decapitate and degrade them was possible. This is significant because Iran is now fully exposed. The reason why their nuclear facilities have not been destroyed, despite weak air defense system, is because Hezbollah has been a loaded gun pointed at Israel. Iran spent the last 40 years building the capabilities as its deterrent. Trump would often say Iran has never won a war but never lost a negotiation. The Islamic Republic regime is much tougher when risking Hamas, Hezbollah, Syrian, and Houthis' lives than when risking their own. Their foolish efforts to assassinate Trump and hack his campaign reek of desperation are hardening a large coalition against them. Iranian leadership is stuck in the old Middle East, while their neighbors in the GCC are sprinting toward the future by investing in their population and infrastructure. They are becoming dynamic magnets for talent and investment, while Iran falls further behind. As the Iranian proxies and threats dissipate, regional security and prosperity will rise for Christians, Muslims, and Jews alike. Israel now finds itself with the threat from Gaza mostly neutralized and the opportunity to neutralize Hezbollah in the north. It's unfortunate how we got here, but maybe there can be a silver lining in the end. Anyone who has been calling for a ceasefire in the north is wrong. There is no going back for Israel. They cannot afford now to finish the job and completely dismantle the arsenal that has been aimed at them. They will never get another chance. After the brilliant rapid-fire tactical successes of the pagers, radios, and targeting of leadership, Hezbollah's massive weapon cache is unguarded and unmanned. Most of Hezbollah fighters are hiding in their tunnels. Anyone still around was not important enough to carry a pager or be invited to a leadership meeting. Iran is reeling as well, insecure and unsure how deeply its own intelligence has been penetrated. Failing to take full advantage of this opportunity to neutralize the threat is irresponsible. And I do believe he's absolutely right on this. This was planned a long time ago to neutralize the state-funded terrorists. Putin, going into Ukraine, was set up to neutralize the terrorists. And I do believe, yes, by doing this, what is the deep state going to do? What is Iran going to do? What is all these players going to do? Because they're all part of the same system. They're going to fight back to stop it any way they possibly can, which means they're most likely going to unleash terror. And I do believe that's what Trump and the Patriots are planning for, because they know that most likely they will try to do something here in the United States. Ezra Cohen put this out on X and said, hopefully the FBI is on high alert, undistracted, and prepared to disrupt Hezbollah attacks in the United States. Hezbollah has for years placed IJO operatives in the United States to conduct retaliatory attacks in the event Nasrallah is eliminated. I think he's letting us know that something is about to happen. Just the way Trump is warning us that we're entering now a battle, and the battle is going to be seen here in the United States, which we'll be getting to in just a sec. But first, with COVID, you could see the entire COVID narrative is completely and utterly falling apart. And what's very interesting is that all these different chief medical officers and all these different installed people, they're starting to admit that maybe they overestimated the danger of COVID. England's chief medical officer testified before the COVID inquiry, and they claimed that maybe they overdid it when talking about the dangers of COVID. The government potentially overstated the danger of COVID to the public at the start of the pandemic, Professor Sir Chris Whitty has admitted. So let's say we had Pfizer admit under the European parliamentary inquiry that their vaccine does not stop transmission, does not stop you from getting it. Actually, it pretty much does nothing except make you ill. And now we have the installed individual saying that, you know, something maybe we overstayed. Maybe it wasn't as scary as it really was. Maybe it wasn't as deadly as it really was. And once again, they're now backtracking on everything that they did. Actually, we even have Boris Johnson admitting he's not sure that the lockdowns actually worked. Now think about it. They actually censored all the people that said, hey, we don't need the vaccine. Natural immunity will cure us. Actually, if we take zinc, if we take D3, and if we take ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, we don't need the vaccine. Actually, the pandemic would come to a complete stop. And all these epidemiologists and all these individuals that are continually out there trying to tell people the truth, we had all of these individuals saying, oh no, they're not telling the truth. They're giving misinformation, disinformation. So who actually in the end gave the misinformation, disinformation? Oh, that's right. It was the governments of the world. It was the WHO. It was all the different scientists and doctors who were under the control of the government. And they were pushing out fake science where they had nothing to back it up with. And now they're admitting, hey, by the way, all those other people that were censored might have been right. Again, you can see their true intentions. You could see what they were told to do. You could tell. You could see what they wanted to do. And now people are starting to realize that everything that they did, everything they said was backed up by nothing. They lied to the people of this world. This was the worst crime that we have seen in a very, very long time. And I do believe there should be Nuremberg trials. Because again, all these people that pushed information, science, remember they told us you have to believe the science. That's what the science says. There was never science. And these people pushed something that they knew was wrong. They knowingly did it. And they should be held accountable. And it looks like Representative Gosar, he has introduced a groundbreaking bill to end Big Pharma's liability shield for vaccine injuries. And it should be ended. They should be responsible and held accountable for what they've done. Because can you imagine creating something and you had protection that nobody could ever sue you? Would you care what you put out there? Would you care if it worked? Would you care if it killed anyone? No, you wouldn't, because they can never come after you. It's time to hold all these people accountable for their actions. And I do believe that day is coming very, very quickly. Actually, Trump is letting everyone know that, yeah, you know something? If you try to cheat in the election, if you try to do anything, we're going to prosecute. Actually, I think there's going to be a lot of people prosecuted when Trump wins. And he is going to win. I think the people are waking up. I think the people are starting to see everything. And as we go through this period of darkness, I think the people are going to understand that they want to bring us to war. And I'm talking about the deep state players. They want to get rid of our Constitution. They want to destroy America. Trump doesn't. He doesn't want people killed, no matter which side you're looking at. He doesn't want war. He doesn't want nuclear war. He wants everyone to live in peace. And he wants the country to thrive. I think that's what people are going to see in the end. And you can see that the Harris campaign, they're struggling right now. All these ridiculous polls that they're putting out there, they only need it to create the ballots. Because if they showed the true polls and she was polling a 10% and she won the election, what would people think? She must have cheated. But if they show polls that look pretty darn close and they're able to create the ballots that they need, can they convince the people that, hey, this was all in the up and up? Yeah, that's what they did with Biden. That's what they've done in the past. It's a little bit harder now because she's polling very, very low. Trump has the people, and he's going to get even more people. And you could see that Harris, her campaign is struggling with young men, older men, men of color, white men. She's struggling everywhere. She's struggling with the Latinos. But you could see the deep state players, they're preparing for an October surprise. Julie Kelly put this out and said, Tanya Chutkin sets a schedule in Jack Smith's opening brief filing. Looks like we won't see this until mid-October. So it looks like we're going to see some type of October surprise. Jeff Clark responds to Julie Kelly and says the following. As a starting point before looking at judicial authorization, this would be a violation of Federal Rule of Criminal Procedure 6E. If the material is protected against disclosure by Jack Smith under pain of that rule, I don't see how it could be left unredacted in the brief as long as it is not cited to a particular document or attributed to a particular person other than Pence, or that it's sufficient to keep the material redacted in the appendix. Presumably, Jack Smith and his defenders will say Judge Chutkan can authorize disclosure. Sure, but what valid purpose is served by such disclosure prior to even entertaining a Trump motion to dismiss? And the election should be a factor weighing against this, as the relevant sensitive material seems more politically prejudicial than prohibitive of the legal claims Smith will make. Well, Kingmaker says, let me explain this. Let me try to put Jack Smith's filing in context, in addition to the excellent points made by Jeff Clark. We've all read about the election interference effect the unsealing of his 180-page brief, plus the voluminous appendix would have. As Smith writes, the secret stuff he wants to disclose is all new evidence the public is unaware of. It has the making of an October surprise after October surprise to benefit the Harris campaign if Judge Chutkan orders an unsealing. I want to focus on the effect on the accused constitutional rights if Smith gets away with this. The context of this filing goes back to the Supreme Court immunity decision. Justice Roberts wrote that Trump's interaction with VP Pence were presumptively immune since, on the surface, they were part of the president's official acts. Robert also wrote that depending on the context, Trump's interaction with the state official in the weeks following the 2020 election could be official acts. As the head of the executive branch, Trump had a constitutional duty to take care the laws were enforced, including federal laws protecting the right to vote and the vote itself of all Americans. In other words, it's within a president's official act to take steps to secure a fair election, whether the president is a candidate or not. Justice Roberts wrote that whether Trump's conduct involved his official acts and therefore presumptively immune must be decided by a trial judge after a view of the conduct alleged in the indictment in light of the factual context in which that conduct occurred. So Smith wants to put into the public record and lay before the judge Smith's voluminous binders of secretly obtained evidence. Smith proffers that secret evidence to help guide the judge into ruling there is no immunity. In effect, Smith wants to show the judge and the voting public cherry-picked testimony and statements of witnesses Trump never had a chance to confront and cross-examine. Fundamental rights guaranteed by the Sixth Amendment. In simple terms, the right to be tried by a jury of one's peers includes the right to confront and cross-examine witnesses against the accused. What about the fact that this isn't the trial, one may ask? While it's true we're not at the trial yet, this process outlined by Justice Roberts will decide what conduct the jury will get to hear about and consider in reaching a verdict versus conduct that is immune from prosecution that will not be part of the trial. And the determination cannot be made by the court without considering the facts using evidence produced by the parties. But Smith wants to skip the fair hearing part. He wants the judge to rely on the one-sided views and memories of witnesses who testify in secret without testing any of the testimony by cross-examination. Smith wants Judge Chutkan to run one-sided kangaroo court, not use a process fair to both sides that American courts have used since colonial times. Of course they want that, because again, they're not following the rule of law. They've never been following the full rule of law. And you can see everything that they brought against Trump has never followed the rule of law. Well, it looks like the Missouri AG is now suing the Biden-Harris DOJ to compel release of docs related to the illicit Trump prosecution. Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey filed a lawsuit to compel the Department of Justice to turn over documents related to the illicit prosecutions of Trump, including communications between the agency, New York County District Attorney Alvin Bragg, Attorney General of New York Letitia James, and Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis. He should just get everything, because once again, we need to see what they've been talking about. Who are they working with? And I do believe in the end, we're going to find out the truth. And I think people now could see the tyrannical government, especially with what's happening with the appeals court with Letitia James. There is no victim. And the appeals court, I do believe they're going to say this whole case dismissed, and they should refer Letitia James, the judge, for review, saying, what did you do here? And I think in the end, they should be disbarred. They might not be disbarred right now because, again, we're dealing with a criminal syndicate. But I think later on, they should be disbarred and maybe even put into prison. Think about what they did here. These are criminals. The worst of the worst. I mean, think about it. The criminals now, which is the Department of Justice, the FBI, the people in D.C., They're suing Alabama. Why? They trying to stop the top election officials for allegedly purging non-citizen voters to close too close to the election. So wait a minute. Basically, we have the DOJ is suing Alabama because they're getting rid of non-citizens too close to the election. Well, non-citizens should never be on the voter rolls. So what's the problem here? Oh, that's right. They want them on the voter rolls. They want to use them later on. Scott Adams responded and said, well, at least we don't need to wonder if the government is trying to rig the 2024 election. This settles that question. Absolutely. And it's almost like the border. They're suing Arizona for putting up barriers. They're suing Texas for putting up barriers and keeping the illegals out. When they're telling us that we have a secure border, if we have a secure border, why did Texas and Arizona have to do this? And why would you be suing them to remove the barriers? Why are they suing Alabama and other states to say, hey, you're not allowed to take non-citizens off the voter rolls? I mean, really think about this for a second. So the criminal syndicate is telling you exactly who they are. But Elon Musk, he actually has sent a warning to all of us. And remember, we've known for a very long time that this is just not another four-year election. It's a crossroads. It's, do the people take back this country or is the country done? And the only way the people can take back the country is they have to see who the true tyrannical government is. And the only way to actually show them is you can't tell them, you can't explain it to them. You have to walk them through the darkness. You have to let them see all of it. And then show them, look, do you agree with this? Do you agree with the open borders? Do you agree with the crime? Do you agree with the economy failing? Do you agree with a nuclear bomb falling on your head? Because if you do, then vote for your team, Kamala and Waltz. If you don't, take back the country. Let's get rid of these people once and for all. And Elon, he put this message out on X. He said, very few Americans realize that if Trump is not elected, this will be the last election. Far from being a threat to democracy, he is the only way to save it. Let me explain. If even 1 in 20 illegals become citizens per year, something that the Democrats are expediting as fast as humanly possible, that would be about 2 million new illegal voters in 4 years. The voting margin in the swing states is often less than 20,000 votes. That means if the Democratic Party succeeds, there'll be no more swing states. The Biden-Harris administration has been flying asylum seekers who are fast-tracked to citizenship directly into swing states like Pennsylvania, Ohio, Wisconsin, and Arizona. It is a surefire way to win every election. America then becomes a one-party state and democracy is over. The only elections will be the Democratic Party primaries. This already happened in California many years ago, following the 1986 amnesty. The only thing holding California back from extreme socialism and suffocating government policies is that the people can leave California and still remain in America. Once the whole country is controlled by one party, there will be no escape. Everywhere in America will be like the nightmare that is downtown San Francisco. And he's absolutely right. And you can see the D's, they're playing the long game. Trump, the Patriots, they know this. And I do believe they're leading them down this path, showing the people, having the people walk through the darkness so the people wake up and they counter everything that's going on. And yes, it's going to get darker. Yes, it's going to get worse. But you could see it's already working. Because Gallup poll, they've revealed more Americans identify with the Republican Party than Democratic Party for the first time in recorded history. And this is why they're trying to get rid of Trump every step of the way. This is why they're trying to assassinate him. This is why they went after Kennedy, Reagan, Abraham Lincoln, Andrew Jackson. Because when you go up against a deep state, when you go up against a central bank, when you go up against the criminal syndicate, they take you out. That's what they do. But I do believe Trump, he's guarded by the military. I do believe he's receiving military intelligence. And you could see they're doing whatever they possibly can to make it seem like he doesn't have the people behind him. And I do believe this is why they continually blame everything on the Secret Service, saying we don't have the manpower for Secret Service, that we need to spread the Secret Service out, especially, you know, when the Iranian president comes here, and this is the guy that's trying to actually kill Trump. They decided to guard that individual, and they told Trump, well, we don't have enough people for you, so you're going to have to downgrade your Wisconsin rally. So instead of having 40 to 50,000 people, he had to have something like 1,500, 2,000 in a small area because they didn't have the resources. And Trump, he pointed this out during the rally saying, listen, they're guarding the guy that's trying to kill me. And that's where they placed the Secret Service. But you could see the Secret Service is the fall guy. That's the organization that they want to take the fall. And again, they want to take over, I do believe, with full DHS. Even though it's under the DHS, I do believe they want to get rid of the Secret Service agents in the end. But I don't think this is going to work. And we can see as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, I do believe it's going to get darker, like I said before. It doesn't mean that Trump is losing. It doesn't mean that all is over. The reason for the darkness is to wake more people up. The reason for the darkness is so people can actually see the light. And as we enter this phase of darkness, I think we're going to have a lot of people wake up, which means the enemy is losing their power. That's what that really means. Even though you feel like there's no hope, it looks scary, it means the enemy is losing their power and the people are waking up. They're seeing the light, and what they're going to do in the end is they're going to push back. And I do believe the deep state players, this darkness period that we're entering is going to be around the election and a little bit after the election. And yes, I do believe they're going to delay the election. Marjorie Taylor Greene put this out and said, we've entered the most dangerous phase of the election. The momentum shift has happened and Trump is leading and his support is rapidly accelerating. I'm hearing it everywhere, even where I was not before. Democrats will do anything to stop him, anything. They've already been trying to put him in prison and literally assassinate him. What comes next? More assassination attempts? Will they delay the election? Be prepared. Absolutely. But you could see the people, they're definitely on his side. And he showed up at the Alabama game. People didn't realize he was there. Then they found out he was there. Everyone started to cheer. The people are with him. And Trump, he has given a warning to the deep state players. He said, if we win and when we win, we're going to prosecute people that cheat in this election. And if we can go all the way back to the last one, we're going to do it there too. Take a listen.
Ever gotten more votes than any sitting president has ever gotten, and just by a little bit. Now, we got to make sure there's no cheating, and we're working hard on that. We got more lawyers, we got more people watching. And I told them, if we win and when we win, we're going to prosecute people that cheat on this election. And if we can, we'll go back to the last one, too, if we're allowed. But we're going to prosecute people, so at least they know that's going to happen. And I said that because we have to have strong borders. You need two things, strong borders and fair elections. And we have neither, but we're going to do numbers too big to rig, right? Too big to rig. And, you know, there comes a point when they can't cheat. And when you see the lines going back, like even today, lines going back for miles to get in. And this a lovely building, I don't want to insult anybody. It's a lovely building. But if this building were 20 times larger, it wouldn't be big enough. And why should they do that to all the people that journeyed from all over your great state? When I saw these.
So Trump, he is warning the people and he's letting them know, if you try it and I win, which I do believe he's going to, you're all going to be prosecuted. He always gives the deep state players a chance. Now, what's very interesting is Trump, he put something out that's very interesting on Truth. And it says, Saint Michael, the archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And that is exactly what Post 109 says. And very interestingly, Post 109 is November 5th. When is election? November 5th. Is Trump trying to let us know that we are now entering into a battle? I do believe so. Do I believe the storm is going to be upon us? Absolutely. And when you look at the timestamp, which is 12:31, is April 21st, 2018, it says, "What will next week hold?" And it just says Moab, mother of all bombs. So is something big about to come out? I do believe so. But let me just go through a couple of other November 5th posts and talk about the darkness. So post 88, this is November 5th, and it says 10 days, darkness, scare tactics, mainstream media, D's falling, R's walk away, removed. So I do believe that during the election time, we're going to see darkness. I know people are saying 10 days has already passed. We already had 10 days of darkness. But I do believe that this is going to be a very dark time where we might not know who the winner of the election is. Maybe it goes on for 10 days. Maybe it doesn't. But I do believe that the mainstream media is going to use scare tactics. I do believe war. We're going to be on the precipice of war. I do believe the D's are going to be falling. I do believe that R's, a lot of the rhinos, are going to walk away as they see this all happening. And like we said before, and this is post 4532, as the darkness falls, so does our enemy. So I do believe that people are going to go through this darkness, period of darkness, but they're going to wake up. They're going to hit the precipice of destruction. They're going to wake up and see the light, and they're going to go towards Trump because they don't want nuclear war. They saw the events. They see the economy failing. They see what's happening here. And I just want to go back to post 2573, December 10th, because JFK put out a pretty darn good quote about darkness. And this is what he said. "The times are too grave, the challenge too urgent, and the stakes too high to permit the customary passions of political debate. We are not here to curse the darkness, but to light the candle that can guide us through the darkness to a safe and sane future." And I do believe Trump is lighting the candle. He's leading the way. And I do believe at this point in time, the deep state players, they're going to try everything in their power to stop Trump. Trump, I think he knows the playbook. I think he knows exactly what's going to happen. And he knows that this is going to wake up the people in droves, especially as we enter nuclear war, where we get very, very close to nuclear war, as the economy crashes. Because remember, all of these things I do believe is going to happen at the same exact time. And this is going to wake up people very, very, very quickly. It's not going to happen like, oh, this month we have an economic crisis or next month we have war. I do believe this storm that's coming, I do believe it's all of this all at the same time. And the people, they're going to rally around Trump. And I do believe that the people, in the end, they will see the light. We will have justice, but we just have to get there. And I do believe we're going to get there. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.